It's been 2 years since the people of Britain voted narrowly to leave the European Union, but the government is no closer to figuring out how this is actually going to happen. In fact, the cabinet has not even been able to agree on a plan. Two top ministers resigned this week in protest at Prime Minister Theresa May's latest proposal that's thrown her leadership into question. Ryan Heath is political editor for Politico Europe. He's based in Brussels. Ryan, Brexit is scheduled for March 29th next year. As of right now, what will happen on that day?
We don't have a plan, is the honest answer, Carol. The UK has used up almost 18 months of its two-year negotiating period, and it hasn't decided exactly what it's negotiating for yet. Now, last Friday, the British government, the cabinet, did come up with a plan, but that was before the people who were in charge of implementing the plan decided to resign. So we're not exactly sure where we stand. What the people in Brussels at the European Union are looking for is for the UK to have any kind of position. They've got red lines of their own in the negotiation, but they're just looking for somebody who is willing to turn up at the table and actually get into the serious bargaining.
What's at issue? I mean, Theresa May has put forward a proposal. What does she want?
She wants to have a transition out of the EU that minimizes disruption to the British economy. She's also got some very serious peace commitments to live up to in Ireland, where there is a division between Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland. And that was resolved, or at least turned into a stalemate, in the 1998 Good Friday Agreement. And so she's very reluctant to upset the peace that has been there for the last 20 years. And what we're dealing with now is a very different world to the one where the UK entered the European Union. Now we have much more complex global supply chains. We have millions of Britons living in other European countries, millions of Europeans living in the UK. So there's an awful lot at stake. And what Theresa May has tried to do is buy some time in this process of leaving the EU so that it's not a cliff edge in 2019. And she's got about two more years of transition. But to many people who campaign to leave the EU, that doesn't count. That isn't the flag-waving, huge leap of freedom that they were looking for. So they are trying to push her into a much tougher jump outside of the EU.
Now, let's talk about the two members of her cabinet who resigned in protest, including her very colorful Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson. Obviously, they're resigning because they don't like her plan. What would they prefer?
They are very much on the campaigning side, the hard Brexiteers as we know them in Europe. And what they want is for the UK to have total freedom, the freedom to strike their own trade deals, the freedom to reject European Union regulations, and the freedom to really own this idea of Britishness again. Now, the people on the other side of the table say that you can be British and European at the same time, and that these people are being too extreme in their interpretations, and that they ignore the fact that when the UK gains freedom by getting itself out of that EU negotiating room, it also loses the heft of being in a 500 million strong single market. So that's where the tension is, really. The David Davises and the Boris Johnsons of the world, they do not want to feel like a colony. They do not want to feel dictated to by the European Union. And in order to make sure they avoid that fate, they want to cut all of the ties as quickly and cleanly as possible.
Is the to-ing and fro-ing between the hotshot politicians, is that reflected in the British population? I mean, how does it translate into real sort of feelings by Brits themselves?
I think there are hardcore bases on both sides of the argument, but what you have is a majority who's simply tired of all of the arguing, where you've had a political debate in Britain for 2.5 years now that has just simply been dominated by this issue of the European Union. So if you want to have a discussion about where the school system or the education system and the health system should be going, you don't really have the space to make those arguments in British political debate at the moment. It almost entirely revolves around this Brexit discussion.
Can Theresa May survive as Prime Minister?
She can, and that might seem surprising given all the drama we've just spoken about. But she's known as the zombie prime minister in Europe because she really has an impossible job. Whichever way she turns, she's going to be dealing with a difficult situation for Britain. The bad days will come before the good days of Brexit, let's put it that way. And nobody wants to take that job from her.
Ryan Heath is with Politico Europe. He's based in Brussels. Thanks a lot, Ryan.
Thank you.